Module 6, Creating an Evaluation Plan. An evaluation plan should be part of any training plan. It should be created at the same time, after the needs analysis and objectives are outlined. In this module, we'll look at the four key components of an evaluation plan. What will we evaluate? First, identify what you are going to evaluate. This should be based on the learning objectives you have identified. Here are some tips for writing evaluation points. Each point should begin with a verb. Points should be objective and measurable. You should have approximately 4 points per 8 hours of training, depending on how specific the points are. Points should be approved by stakeholders and reviewed with trainees. When will the evaluation be completed? Next, you should determine which level the evaluation will assess. This will help you determine a time frame for each evaluation point. Before the training, during the training, after the training. Remember, some points may be evaluated at several levels and/or timeframes. How will we evaluate it? Our third step is to determine what evaluation tool you will use to perform the evaluation at each time point identified. Over the next few modules, we will look more closely at tools that are appropriate for the various timeframes, but here is a quick overview of some tools to consider. Goal setting, verbal feedback, group quizzes, quiz games, formal tests and exams, 360-degree feedback, metric gathering, skill assessments, role plays, questionnaires and inventories, pre-assignments and homework. Who will perform the evaluation? The last part of the evaluation plan is to decide who will assess each point. Your choices include the trainee, their supervisor, direct or indirect, their peers, their trainer. Remember, each point can have multiple assessors. Case study. David packed his whole office into one small bag. Jim studied him as he trudged by, carrying the heavy load on his back. Jim questioned the bag. David slumped over, exhausted by the weight of it all, and gave David his sad story. His evaluation loomed and he worried. No one told him what they'd evaluate. He panicked and grabbed everything he could to make sure he had enough to show his work ethic. Jim's eyes burst out of his head. He couldn't believe his ears. "Nonsense," he said. "You don't have to carry a mountain of work with you. The company has specific criteria." David had to steady himself before he fainted. No one had told him what he'd be evaluated on before. He panicked for nothing. David's shoulders slumped as he thought about the stress he'd put on himself. Jim smiled and offered him a hand.